So today we will hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, from text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nirvinam tal baruna,
Nirvinam tal baruna,
Lokopala visadhare,
Lokopala visadhare,
Jivansena charasam,
Jivansena charasam,
Jayasau pratipadyate,
Jayasau pratipadyate.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the palate of the gigantic form was separately manifested, Varuna, the director of air in the planetary systems, entered therein, and thus the living entity has the facility to test everything with his tongue. So next few verses we'll read, there's no purport. So when the Lord's two nostrils separately manifested themselves, the dual Ashwini Kumaras entered them in their proper positions. And because of this, the living entities can smell the aromas of everything. Therefore, thereafter, the two eyes of the gigantic form of the Lord were separately manifested. The sun, the director of light, entered them with the partial representation of eyesight. And thus the living entities can have vision of forms. When there was a manifestation of skin separated from the gigantic form, Anila, the deity directing the wind, entered with partial touch. And thus the living entities can realize tactile knowledge. The next verse is, when the ears of the gigantic form become manifested, all the controlling deities of the directions entered into them with the hearing principles by which all the living entities hear and take advantage of sound. The ear is the most important purport. The ear is the most important instrument in the body of the living entity. Sound is the most important medium for carrying the message of distant and unknown things. The perfection of all sound or knowledge enters through the ear and makes one's life perfect. The entire Vedic system of knowledge is received by oral reception only, and thus sound is the most important source of knowledge. That's the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here we see in the process of creation how things are manifesting systematically. In different phases, there are so many different phases of creation. From this description we can understand. So how the sound, smell, taste manifests from Virat Roop. And even if there is personification or deity, or there is a predominating deity or personification of different aspects, so much so, the day, evening, night, these also manifested from the spiritual world. So every aspect in this material world, how they are manifesting originally, from Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada mentioning in this purport about the sound. So the ear is the most important. And sound is the most important medium, because in this material world, started from the sound. When Brahma was created, the top of the lotus flower, which came out of the navel of Vishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu, out of all his senses, the first sense was ear to be used. Brahma was very bewildered when he appeared on the lotus flower. The first thing he heard, two letters, Ta and Pa. Ta, Pa, because the water is making sounds. When you go to pond, water will tap, 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 make a sound like this. So from that sound, Brahma understood. And he started doing tapa, means tapasya. So also, for a sleeping person, best thing to wake him up is through sound vibration. So through sound vibration, everything is controlled. Through sound vibration also we can purify ourselves through this Vedic knowledge. Prabhupada is saying the perfection of all sound or knowledge enters through the ears. The entire Vedic system of knowledge is received by oral reception. We are seeing the parampara system. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Dasamala Sikha writing, Amnaya Prahatattam Harim Iha Paramam. Amnaya Prahatattam. This transcendental knowledge comes through Amnaya Parampara. From guru to disciple, through hearing systems. As Krishna explaining, Imam Vivasate Jagam Praktaban Aham Abhayam Vivasana Manaya Pra Manurikha Kiva Brabit. This Amnaya Parampara, through hearing systems. Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajase Vidhu Sa Kalan Mahata Jagannastha Parantam. When hearing systems will finish, then things will be destroyed. The special, this transcendental knowledge comes through hearing. And our heart also becomes purified through hearing. When through our ears, the sound vibration will enter. Pravishtak, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Pravishtak karnarandana swanubhava sararuha dhunati samalam krishna salilasya jathasarat. Pravishta karnarandana. The sound vibration enters through our ear holes. Pravishta karnarandana. To our heart. Swanubhava sararuha, according to our feeling and realization, how much we can observe the sound vibration, dhunati samalam krishna. This krishna, krishna katha, krishna nama, dhunati means cleans all the dots from our heart. But only thing is, we may hear, but how much seriously we are hearing? Swanubhava sararubhava. According to your anubhava, everybody will hear same thing, but everybody will not get same result. Only people so anubhava, according to the realization, they will be purified. Swanubhava sararubhava dhunati samalam krishna. Salilasya jathasarat. In rainy season, the water of river, oil, pond, everything become very dirty, muddy. But as soon as Sarat Ritu comes, I don't know in English, what is Sarat?
Spring.
Spring? Basanta, they said yesterday. Autumn, yes, and autumn. Autumn comes, then all dirt settles down. The same way, Salilasya Jathasarat, when autumn comes, as the muddy waters, all mud settles down. Same way, when through the sound vibration, through our ear hole, that Vedic knowledge enters to our heart, that cleans our heart. Same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Cheta Darpana Marjanam, same sound vibration. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. So everything depends upon hearing. Bhagavat also says that our heart is very filled with dirties from time immemorial, millions of births. Abhadrani. And so much bad things within our heart, material hankerings, how that will be removed and we develop Krishna bhakti? Jasyang vaishriya manayang Krishna parampurse bhakti rutpadate punsa shoka moha bhayapaha. So jasyang vaishriya manayang, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, again through ear holes, the Vedic knowledge will enter. So the sound is the main thing to eradicate our anarthas, unwanted things. Anartha upasamam sakthat bhakti yoga madhakchaje. Or anartha, unwanted things will be removed by engaging in devotional service. But lokasya ajanata, but people they do not know how to engage in devotional service. Lokasya ajanata vidvang chakra saswata sanghita. That's why Srila Vyasadev, he compiled the Saswata Sanghita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, jasyang vaishriya manayang Krishna parampurse bhakti utpadate. Bhakti will arise, bhakti will develop. So Bhagavatam explaining, people sometimes they ask, oh please tell me, please give, bless me, I'll get some bhakti. But here Bhagavatam saying how to get bhakti. Simply jasyang vaishriya manayang, we simply hear. Jasyang vaishriya manayang Krishna parampurusya bhakti rutpadate punsa shoka maha bhayapaha. Then people become free from shoka lamentation, from fear, shoka maha, from bewilderment also. We are always subject to or we are always suffering shoka maha bhaya, lamentation and maha, bewilderment and fear. So all these things will be removed if we engage in hearing the sound vibration, the transcendental sound vibration. That is Bhagavatam explaining that vidhunati shruhit satam, vidhunati shruhit satam. So if we hear Krishna katha, vidhunati, that cleans our hearts. So that is the reason why we give so much importance to parampara. Because knowledge comes through parampara by the process of hearing from guru to disciple, guru to disciple. So that is very, very important. Literatures are there. But reading literatures, we don't get transcendental knowledge. We have to discuss with the association of devotee. We have to hear it from somebody, from proper source. That's why it has been stated, Japada Bhagavata Vaishnavarasthana Ekanta Ashrayakara Chaitana Charane. Go and hear Bhagavatam, the association of Vaishnavas. By taking shelter of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the understanding of spiritual science will reveal within our heart. So this is called Sabda Brahma. Sabda Brahma. The holy name, Bhagavat Katha. These are Sabda Brahma. So specifically, in this age of Kali, as I was telling before in some class, Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation of God. God doesn't incarnate in Kali Yuga, that's why his name is Trijuga. He comes Satya, Tritya, Dwapar. Then how Kali Yuga people will be delivered? The Lord came, he came in three different forms. He incarnated three different forms. One is Sabda Brahma, the holy name, and Srimad Bhagavatam, and Archa Vigraha. In three different forms. So Shastra says that Kali Kale Yugadharma Nama Sankirtan. In this age of Kali, Dharma is Nama Sankirtan. Bhagavan appeared as holy name. And also Bhagavan appeared आज श्रीमद भागवत कृष्ण स्वधाम अपगते धर्म ज्ञानादि सह कलो नष्ट दृशा में सब पुराण को धुन दीता At the beginning of Bhagavata, it has been described. In the Kali Yuga, Bhagavata, when at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Krishna left the planet. Actually, he left the planet, he left the earthly planet, along with Jnana and Dharma. Jnana and Dharma gone. Kali Yuga, Jnana and Dharma will not work. There is no place for Jnana and Dharma, Kali Yuga, so degraded. Colonists of the Samesha, then Kali Yuga people, they lost their vision. Then how they will see path and will be delivered? So colonists of the Samesha, Purana Arka Adhuna Dutita. So Purana Arka, this Mahapurana sun rised. So Bhagavatam is Bhagavan in Kali Yuga, his incarnation of Bhagavan. And Kalikala Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Kali Yuga, Krishna descend in the form of holy name. So three things, form of holy name, form of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I was describing deity form, Sri Jagannath form. Nama Brahma, Sabda Brahma, Daru Brahma. Jagannath is Daru Brahma. Holy name is Nama Brahma. Bhagavatam is Sabda Brahma. Understand? And this Kali Yuga, we have to take shelter of these three things. Srimad Bhagavatam, holy name, and the deities, deity form. Bhagavan being very merciful upon us, because we are very neophyte, very degraded, very fallen. That's why Bhagavan being merciful, we are not qualified to see God. But Bhagavan being very merciful, he appeared in deity form, so that neophyte people take advantage. All degraded neophyte people, for them, the deity's form appeared. The holy name appeared. Every yuga Bhagavan comes. This Kali Yuga Bhagavan does not come. First thing, why? Always he comes paritranaya sadhanang vinashacha duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. So what offense Kali Yuga committed? Why he did not come? What aparat? Why Kali Yuga is not coming? But I think God is thinking the college people, Kali Yuga people are so degraded, so fallen. I can't deliver them. Kali Yuga people are so notorious. Even if I come, they'll give me a hard time also. Yes, true. Bhagavan will have a hard time. So what to do? Is there anything powerful than me? Anything more merciful than me? That is his holy name. He said, okay. To deliver these people, I'll come as holy name. I'll enter within them through holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Nitya Mukta Purna Siddha Abhinnatam Nama Namina. So Bhagavan put all his energy into this holy name. Abhinnatam Nama Chintamani Abhinnatam Nama Namina. The holy name and Lord, they are non-different. So that is Sabda Brahma means. Non-different than Nami and Nama. In material world, the real object differs from the name. Within the name, the object is not there. Suppose I am feeling very thirsty. If I chant Coca-Cola, 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 my thirst will go. Why? Because Coca-Cola word, within the word of Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola is not there. The Coca-Cola is different from Coca-Cola sound. But the spiritual world, when I say Krishna, so Krishna is there within the sound vibration. Rama, Rama is there within sound vibration. So Lord is very merciful to be revealed through Sabda Brahma. Because, you see, we Kali Yuga people are very degraded. Adha Yuga people are very pure. They are following dharma very strictly. And their level of lifestyle, and our life level is hell and heaven. We are like animals. Isn't it? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, we are not like animals. We are worse than animals. Because human beings, they do things animals they don't do. Animals, they don't kill their own children. Animals, they don't kill their baby inside the womb. Rakshasas, they don't do. The demons, they don't do. The modern civilization, we are so proud of. We are civilized. We are very evolved, very... But we are the worse than rakshasas. Worse than demons. Sometimes I think, when we tell about rakshasa and demon, the children, they say, oh, rakshasa demon. Nowadays, you know, rakshasa and demons. The rakshasa demons means big, big eyes, big, big tongue, 10 heads, like that. But Kali Yuga, the rakshasas looks very nice. Tie, boots, suit, very beautiful. But rakshasa is sitting here within their heart. The demonic nature is sitting. So our activities are worse than any yuga. So Bhagavan, so other yuga, through tapasya, they're associating directly with the Lord. They're so pure. Muni rishis were dealing with the Lord. The true jagya, the jagyam purusha are directly dealing with them. They're so powerful. They chant mantra, the fire will manifest. That kind of muni rishi brahmanas were there. We have in India muni rishis like that, or brahmanas like that. In Nepal, you have brahmanas chant mantra, fire will come. We don't have Brahmana like that. All Brahmanas are having cigarette, having lighter. They cannot, no mantra. Or that matchbox, Brahmana smoking bidi. So how things will happen? How will associate with God? We are not qualified to do yajna. We are not qualified to do tapasya. We are not qualified to do deity worship also. We are very unqualified because everything is contaminated. Our body is contaminated. Our consciousness is contaminated. Everything contaminated. Then how we associate with God? But God is very merciful. Said, no problem. Deity form, you come to temple. You have to clean, take bath. Then you come to temple. But we people are too lazy to take bath, to come to temple. Then Lord says, oh, no problem. I will come to you. In the form of holy name. Anyway, you can associate me. Because holy name is non-different from God, non-different from deity. So wherever you are, you can associate with me. This is so merciful. Holy name is only our shelter. Because you are so fallen, so contaminated. But holy name, anywhere, we chant holy name, we associate. Within toilet, you can chant holy name also. No problem. In toilet, can you do a deity worship? Can you do meditation? Can you do yajna? You have to go holy place. River makes a nice place. But holy name, within toilet, you can chant holy name also. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri. That time, there is one small boy, Gopal. So Gopal, one Vaishnava or Mahaprabhu, one Vaishnava went for nature call. To the field. Because that time there was no attached bathroom, attached toilet. You have to go to the field. So one Vaishnava went for nature call to the field. So Gopal went with a lot of water serving. So when he could see that Vaishnava, when attending the nature call, he's biting his tongue like this, biting, sitting there. So after finishing nature call business, when he came back, so Gopal asked, oh Prabhu, when you are attending the nature call, so you are biting your tongue like this. Why you are doing like this? Then that Vaishnava said that because they have been chanting and chanting, chanting, so much accustomed for chanting. He said, I can't stop chanting. So always holy name coming from my mouth. But when I am attending the nature call, that time chanting is not good, no? Passing stool and chanting is not good. So that's why, but I can't stop chanting. So I bite my tongue so that I stop chanting. You see the difference between pure devotees and us? We are struggling for chanting, they are struggling to stop chanting. There's so much holy name coming from their mouth. He's biting his tongue, because I'm not attaining nature call. So the Gopal said, Acha Prabhu, when you're attaining nature call, if that time you would die, then you would be deprived of chanting holy name. Said Mahaprabhu said, no, any time. Naam naam kari bahudha nija sarva sakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala. There's no restrictions. There's no consideration of desa kala patra. Which place, what time, who will chant. All other things, wait. You cannot do. Consideration of desa kala patra is there. Suitable candidate, and also suitable place, suitable time. But Harinam does not wait for a suitable candidate. Who can do deity worship? Only Brahman initiated devotees. So much conditions. And who can chant holy name? Who is qualified to chant a holy name? Even a drunkard, a murderer, does not matter, right? So this is what is happening. Through the form of holy name, Lord reaching to each and everybody. You understand? And Kali Yuga, we are all fallen, degraded. We are not qualified to do tapasya, jagya, even if deity worship. We all are not qualified. But through sound vibration, sabda brahma, nama brahma, Lord has appeared. So through this, because Lord is non-different, avhinnatam nama namina, he is non-different from Lord himself. So that is special opportunity we have, advantage we have in this Kali Yuga. That is the reason, even if Kali Yuga has many, many bad qualities, Parikshit Maharaj saw Kali Yuga. At the end of Dwapar Yuga, Parikshit Maharaj saw face-to-face Kali Yuga, Kali personification. So how nice it would be if Parikshit Maharaj would kill Kali Yuga. Then we would be in Dwapar Yuga till now. It would be so nice, no? All in Dwapar Yuga, no Kali Yuga. So why Parikshit Maharaj did not kill him? Because Atyanta Dushtasya Kalaryam Ek Mahanaguna. It's most bad Kali Yuga. Kalarya Dosa Nidhi Rajan. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, O King, this Kali Yuga is filled with ocean of faults, bad qualities. But Astiha Ka Mahanaguna. But it is carrying one great quality. It is Kirtanad Eva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Parang Prajati. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Kirtanad Eva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Parang Prajati, one will be free from material bondage and Parang Prajati, attain the highest goal of the life. So that is the reason why Parikshit Maharaj did not kill Kali Yuga. With this Kali Yuga bringing the greatest wealth, even if so degraded, Lord appearing most merciful form, is holy name. Jagya hi sankirtana prahi, jajanti hi sumadasam. So those that have some intelligence, they are intelligent people, they take advantage of this. His Lord has appeared, the holy name which is non-different from Lord. So I'll tell one description from Purana that I have heard. That how Lord is non, he proved that he is non-different from holy name. Sabda Brahma and Lord. So Prabhupada saying the entire Vedic system of knowledge, everything, Lord also comes in the form of the sound vibration. Everything starts from sound vibration and everything ends with sound vibration. So the non-different, how Bhagavan is non-different from holy name. There's one pastime took place. In one place, there was a businessman. He was not doing any dharma, karma or anything. Business means always busy, you know, busyness, busy. So once Narada Muni came to his house, and Narada Muni said, hey, what are you doing? You got the human birth. You are not doing any dharma, karma. What will happen in your future life? Are you thinking about this? And this businessman said, oh, Narada Muni, what can I do? I have so much things to do all day, I'm busy. From morning, he gave a big list to Narada Muni. When I get up, I do this, do that, take my children to the school, go for shopping, go for business. So where is my, where I have time to do this dharma karma things? Then Narada Muni said, if I can allocate some time for you without disturbing your business, will you do some dharma karma? He said, yes, please tell me. Then Narada Muni said that you do one thing. When you are going to toilet, bathroom, toilet, you are free. Your business will not be hampered. So from tomorrow, when I go to toilet, you loudly chant, Rama, 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 you chant like this. Then this man said, yeah, no problem, my business will not be hampered. Anyway, I am free in the toilet. So every day since then, when he goes to toilet, then he chants loudly, Rama, 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 he chants like this. So one day, Hanuman was flying in the sky. So Hanuman could hear somebody chanting Ram, 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 Ram. So Hanuman thought, wow, one of my great, my Prabhu's devotee is here, chanting the holy name, let me have his darshan. Then Hanuman landed in the courtyard of that man. He landed. So he landed. So usually people chant holy name in the temple deity room. So immediately he went to go to the deity room. So nobody is there. He said, where this sound is coming from? Maybe that man is cooking and chanting. He went to the kitchen room. Nobody is there. Maybe he's sick in the bedroom. He went to the bedroom. Nobody is there. Then Hanuman, where the sound is coming from? And searching, searching, searching. He found from toilet this holy name is coming. Hanuman became very angry. What? This guy is such a foolish person. He's chanting holy name sitting in the toilet. Okay, you come out of toilet, I'll give a good lesson today. Hanuman is very angry. That man, he did all his business in toilet, taking bath, and then, Ram, Ram, Ram. He doesn't know what is happening outside. Hanuman is waiting at the gate. Very angry mood. And this man, chanting, Ram, 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 opened the door. So Hanuman was sitting and gave a heavy slap on his face. You fool. You chanting holy name in the toilet. You did not find any other place to chant holy name. Sitting in the toilet chanting holy name. Very angry. Then he said, never do like this. My Lord's name is so pure. You are chanting in the toilet. Then this fellow was blessed by getting, who get a slap from Hanuman? You have to be really fortunate to get a slap from Hanuman. He says, okay. From tomorrow, I'll chant nicely, not in the toilet. So then Hanuman went to Ajodhya. Went to Ajodhya, Ramchandra sitting on his singhasan, putting his hand on his cheek like this, sitting. Then Hanuman went and offered obeisances. And Hanuman went more close to Ramchandra to speak to him. Then Hanuman found Ramchandra's cheek had swollen. And there's marks of 5 fingers as if somebody slapped Ramchandra. Then just imagine, Hanuman will see somebody slap Ramchandra, how he'll react. He'll become very angry. Oh my Lord, who can dare to slap you? Tell me, who is that person? I'll kill him immediately. He's jumping up and down. Let me know, who can dare to slap on your face? Your cheek has fallen and there's marks on your face. I cannot tolerate this. So Ramchandra smiling. Ramchandra, Hanuman, it's true. Whoever slapped me will kill him. Hanuman says, yes, tell me, who is that fellow? And Ram says, you have slapped me. And Hanuman says, I will slap? How can I do like that? My Lord, how can you believe that I will slap you? And Ram says, you remember, anybody did you slap this morning? Yes, yes, one fellow was chanting your holy name in the toilet, I slapped him. And Ram says, yes. When I was chanting my holy name, I am different from my holy name. So when you slapped him, that slap came on my cheek. So just to prove, just to tell us, give us a lesson. So Ramchandra performed this pastimes, that how I am not different from my holy name. When this man is chanting my holy name, he slapped. So I received that slap on my face. So this way, Bhagavan proving that this holy name is non-different. Sabda Brahma. So Sabda Brahma is the only shelter for us. As I said, Prabhishta Karnarandana Swanubhava Sararuha. it will enter through our ears to our heart, will cleanse our heart, will make us understand everything. The Sabda Brahma. Not only holy name is avirna, non-different from God. As I said, holy name is more merciful than God. God's holy name is more merciful than God. Because through holy name, God is reaching to everybody. He is not approachable to everybody. But through holy name, he is approachable by everybody. That's why he is more merciful. Well, holy name is more merciful. In the form of holy name, holy Nama Prabhu, called Nama Prabhu, by the mercy of Nama Prabhu, will develop taste for holy name. So in this way, holy name is more powerful and more merciful than the Lord himself. In this regard, in India, the Kathakars, Ram Kathakars, they recite one story also, that how holy name is more powerful than Lord Ramchandra. Ram Nam is more powerful than Ramchandra. For this, they describe one pastime, when Ramchandra is building Setubandha, that bridge to Lanka. So all the monkeys, they're bringing big, big stone boulders and they write Ram Nam. Ram, Ram, Ram. They throw into the ocean and that stone is floating. So Ramchandra observed, all these monkeys writing my name and stone is floating. Then Ramchandra thought, oh, my name has so much power. If my name is so much power, my name has so much power, the stone is floating, then how powerful I would not be. Then Ram thought, let me see. If writing my name, stone is floating, if I throw a stone, what will happen? Then he can test himself in the daytime, no? At night time, everybody went to sleep. Midnight, Ramchandra came out of his tent to test by throwing a stone, whether the stone is floating or drowning. Then when he came out of the tent, then Hanuman was guarding night time. Hanuman saw Ramchandra going. So he did not say anything. He wanted to see what Ramchandra is doing. Why midnight he is going towards the ocean. So behind, Hanuman observing what Ramchandra will do. Then he saw Ramchandra went to sea beach and he picked up a big boulder, a stone. He threw to the ocean. Because Ramchandra wanted to test if my holy name is so powerful, the right holy name, the stone is floating. If I throw a stone, what will happen? He wanted to test this. So Ramchandra picked up a stone and threw into the ocean. Then what happened? It sank. Hanuman standing behind, clapping, oh my Lord, you think you are more powerful than a holy name? But your holy name is more powerful than you. So that way the Lord proved that how Bhagavan's holy name is more powerful. So Hanuman proved. Hanuman was very happy clapping. Then somebody said, I was telling this story. Then one of our life members said, no, Maharaj, there is something more. I said, what is more? Then Hanuman proved the holy name is greater than you. Then Ramchandra became very worried. Then nobody will care for me now. If my holy name is greater than me, I will have no importance. Then Hanuman said, no, my Lord, don't be worried. From this, people will not only learn your holy name is greater than you, they will learn another lesson also they will get. Now what happened? What lesson they will get? Oh my Lord, you threw this stone. What happened? The throne sunk. So that will, people will learn from that anybody gives up your shelter, he will sink. Of course the stone which you rejected, of course that will sink down. So anything, anybody is rejected by you, they will go down. So taking shelter of you, they will stay up. They will give up your shelter, they will go down. So two lessons we get simultaneously. The holy name and Lord. So that means we take shelter of lotus feet of Lord through chanting the holy name. Sabda Brahma. So that is what Bhagavata is explaining. That how everything starts from Sabda Brahma. Tapa, first thing Lord spoke to Brahma, Chatushloki Bhagavata, and all the Vedas. So everything was sound vibration. And when annihilation will take place also, everything will start from sound, from ether. And gradually, from ether to air, air to fire, fire to water, water to earth. And when annihilation will take place like that also, the earth has a quality of, what quality earth has? No. Earth has aroma. Aroma. So the aroma will be gone. Then only water will be there. Then taste will be gone. Then water finish. Then fire will be there. Then sight will go, fire finish. Then only air will be there. Then touch will go, then air finish. Only sky will be there. Then sound will go, bas, everything is finished. Just like it has been described one after another, manifesting from subtle to gross, gross like this. When Mahārāja was telling us, Nirodha, want of Nirodha, Nirodha Mukti Asraya. Maybe we're ending up, and everything will go back. So that is what today's verse explains. When the ears of the gigantic form become manifested, all the controlling deities of all directions entered into them, ether, like, you know, with hearing principles by which all living entities hear and take advantage of sound. So take advantage of sound means we should not engage in prajalpa. Engaging in prajalpa will destroy us. And engaging sound, both are sound vibration. But this transcendental sound vibration is very, very important for us. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki. So thank you all so much. I came to Australia for second time after 13 years. Three days I got good association, Sadhu Sangha. So today I will leave. Please come visit Mayapur. Come for Navadvip Parikrama. Come for Sikhetra Parikrama. So that I can serve you there in Siddha Mayapur. Hare Krishna. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.